The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhoek, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Devin, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got your choice of one of three categories, and today we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for causing a mess.
Let's go with License to Spill.
We go to Port Charlotte, wherever the hell that is. And we go to a Target there, which became the stage for a chaotic performance when a man dressed as Spider-Man, complete with a USA hat, turned the grocery aisle into his own motivational arena. Witness Joshua Garcia. He was doing his shopping when he noticed something unusual. Quote, I noticed him telling the guy how to record or where to record. I was like, he's about to do something really dumb. So let me pull out my phone really quick. That's when the situation escalated. According to the witness, quote, he screamed something like, don't ever give up. Actually, I don't know what he was screaming. Then he just poured milk all over himself and made a huge mess. He continued, quote, it was funny at first, but then you're like, he didn't think things through. It's a little bizarre. And he's dressed like Spider-Man. To which all I can say is, alrighty then. So the question is, what did ghetto Spider-Man pour all over himself at the grocery store? Was it orange juice? Was it ketchup? Was it milk? Or was it laundry detergent? I don't know that there's any clues.
Yeah, you just said it was milk.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
Oh, I was like, what else did he pour on himself?
God damn it, did I just say that?
Not that, though.
I don't give you another story then.
Yeah.
We go to Ohio.
Jesus, hold on.
I was kind of waiting for Miles or Ted to say something.
I was just making sure I was losing my damn mind there. Usually Thrill will say something like, so other than the milk, what else did he pour out of his
own? That's what I was waiting for.
Damn it. All right, so let's go to Ohio. Now we're doing Animalize This. I completely botched that.
All right.
An Ohio farm owner. He was hospitalized after one of his animals attacked him and nearly took his arm off. Deputies with the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office, they found a 72-year-old man on the ground when they responded to a call about an animal bite. The owner had been burning brush when he turned his back, and that's when the animal attacked him. There were 6 to 7 of those animals in a fenced-in area on the property. Now, an officer positioned his police car in an attempt to block the animals from the victim, but they, quote, very hostile large male charged the driver's side door of the vehicle. The officer scared the animals away using the car's horns and sirens. Now, the victim was found with a hemorrhage to his right arm below the elbow, and he was taken away by ambulance. But as deputies were tending to the victim, an officer saw the male animal approaching EMS staff and the victim's family. So the family authorized deputies to put down the animal, and after failed efforts to scare it away by yelling, an officer shot and killed it. Now, the incident report indicated that the animal was aggressive, most likely because it was protective of the other animals in the field, all of which were females. So the one male is the one to charge. Anyway, the victim was taken to a hospital and is recuperating. But the question is, what was the animal that attacked this dude? Was it milk? I'm kidding. Was it a camel, a giraffe, a zebra, or a lion? Camel, giraffe, zebra, or lion?
Hmm. Where did you say this is at again?
This is in Ohio, where you can pretty much own any
animal. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What was that? What was the fourth one after zebra?
After zebra, lion. I get my in Ohio.
Lion, camel.
Camel, giraffe, zebra, lion there, yeah. Devin.
Camel, giraffe, zebra, lion.
Miles, Ted, what you guys thinking?
I'm going to go camel, Devin.
Camel, Miles, Ted?
I'm going to go lion just because it's Ohio.
Yes, Ohio is Ohio.
I'll take the giraffe.
Taking the giraffe.
Okay. I guess you said large hostile.
What almost took this guy's arm off? Was it a camel, giraffe, a zebra, or a lion? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Category is animalized as on profile. This we get an Ohio farm owner almost had his arm removed by an animal. Question is what charged him and almost basically bit his arm off. Was it a camel, a giraffe, a zebra, or a lion?
And Devin, that is the question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the old camel.
Camel.
It was not a camel.
Okay.
Dietette Smith, you went with a lion.
Lion.
It was not a lion.
All right.
Devin, you went with a giraffe. It was not the giraffe. It was, in fact, the zebra.
Zebra.
Oh, yeah.
The Ohio zebra.
A lot of people on YouTube are like, dude, it's a zebra. You might not know this about zebras. They're just mean. They're mean, nasty. Look, they got to deal with lions, right?
Yeah.
So if you're not a lion, they got a pretty bad attitude, and they ain't worried about you.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be the Ted Smith original?
Travis Kelce was photographed this week wearing a suit with dress shorts to his game.
Oh, Angus Young.
The shorts were so shocking to people that they're talking more about the short shorts than the fact that Chiefs came up short again.
They touched me.
Yeah, that's me. I just couldn't get
he
it.
He didn't
out.
Help the cause.
No. Look, man, that's part of fashion. Oh, yeah, the football team's in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's part of fashion. Would I wear shorts with a suit? Probably not. I thought about it.
If you had that kind of money, you would.
That's a good
That's
point.
The thing. Like, it's not that Travis Kelce's doing this. It's that Travis Kelce's worth a lot of money, so you can get away with it. And Joe Burrow walking around in fur coats. Joe Burrow does not walk around in fur coats. Joe Burrow, the millionaire, multimillionaire, walks around in fur coats.
Yeah.
Right. When you're rich, it doesn't matter.
Part of being fashionable is having money. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
I do like the new meme that's going around. It just features Taylor Swift. It says, I don't know about you. I'm feeling 0-2.
The Pope says his new role has a, quote, heard huge learning curve, adding, do you know I'm not allowed to have sex?
Fallon?
Myers.
Seth Myers.
In a new interview, Pope Leo said that his new role has a, quote, huge learning curve, adding, do you know I'm not allowed to have sex?
Also proves that praying to God for football doesn't work.
No.
He's from Chicago. The Bears still suck. A survey shows 74% of Lions fans would rather win a Super Bowl than find love. People are like, look, if somebody's going to go all the way, it should be the Lions, not me. Very good.
Fallon. Colbert.
Fallon.
According to a survey, 74% of Lions fans would rather win a Super Bowl than find love. They're like, look, if someone's going to go all the way, it should be the Lions, not me. Very giving.
He was in Detroit.
That explains it.
NBC announced that Stanley Tucci will be part of the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics broadcast team.
Ooh.
Makes sense. He's one of the foremost experts in getting someone else to pay to his vacation in Italy.
Myers.
Yeah, Seth.
That's Seth.
NBC announced that the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics broadcast team will include actor Stanley Tucci. Makes sense. He's our foremost expert in getting someone else to pay for his vacation in Italy.
Have you seen his Italian show?
I know about it. Have not seen it.
It's literally just Tucci in Italy.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he's Italian descent, but I don't know.
Everyone on the East Coast.
Yes.
I mean, Christ almighty, you take 50% of the East Coast and be like, go to Italy.
Yeah, and like...
And he's... Look, I like Stanley Tucci as an actor. I do. I think he does a good job. But as a human being, and I have nothing against him, he's just very dry. And very unexcited. Like, he should do nature documentaries.
Right. Like, I mean, he looks like... we were talking about earlier, ascots.
He's an ascot guy.
Right? The sweater is always tied around his neck.
Sure. And that's who he is. And that's fine. Cool. But he's not interesting to me.
Yeah. I'd rather see, like somebody from the Jersey Shore. they go to Italy.
Oh, dude.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you know, it's Italian food, right? It'd be interesting
be
to
shocked,
watch them.
Especially if you sent them to northern Italy.
Oh,
they wouldn't know what to do with that food.
No, we're still in Spain. Yeah, they'd have no idea.
All right, so basically in the entire history, only five TV theme songs ever hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Huh. I'm trying to, what was the last part? Friends, maybe? That's not number one.
No.
What was that song?
Was it like Rockford Files, Greatest American Hero?
So Mike has him in there. We can play him, and let's see if you even know what the show is. Start with number five.
Start with number five?
Number five.
You know this song. You won't know the show.
Is this Don't Dream It's Over?
No. How do you talk to an angel?
Oh.
Didn't die.
Do we know the artist's name?
Jamie Walters.
No, we don't.
It doesn't help. The TV show. Is this like a Dawson's Creek kind of show?
It's the theme from The Heights, 1992.
And that was number one.
So the show made it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. I don't remember this song at all.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the next one, I don't even have to tell you. I'm not going to set it up. You knew it right away.
Four, number four.
Miami Vice.
Yep.
Nailed it. That was an awesome tune, dude. When this came out, it was like, all right.
Jan Hammer?
Yep, Jan Hammer.
Jan. I mean, you could walk out to this. It would still be cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a great thing.
And these are only five TV theme songs that made it all the way to number one on the Hot 100. Number three.
Number three.
Oh, welcome back, Carter.
Correct. Now, you guys.
Wow, this hit number one.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I do not remember this show. I don't remember the song from that. I just know this song from hearing it sampled so many times and then just hearing it.
Really?
This is John Travolta's big break.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea how to talk to an angel.
This is when the name Epstein was funny.
See?
He was one of the four characters.
No,
he was. There was John Travolta, who was Vinnie Barbarino. There's a guy that played Epstein, and always had a note from Epstein's mom. That was the name, because they always missed school. Horseshack, who had the stupid laugh. And Boom Boom Washington.
Boom Boom Washington.
Boom Boom.
Now it's just Boom Boom Chicken.
Yeah.
Or Boom Boom Sauce.
Yeah.
Boom Boom Washington?
That was his name. There was Horseshack, Boom Boom, Boom Boom Washington, Epstein, and
Mr. Cotter.
And Vinnie Barbarino.
Barbarino was
It sounds like a setup to a joke.
It kind of
It was basically just a school in New York at the time.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, those are all his kids, students.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right.
We're old.
Number two.
Streets of...
No.
Not Starsky and Hutch.
I actually had a Billboard CD with this song on it, and I thought it was badass.
Not ER.
Nope.
Emergency?
No.
You're tracking.
Chips?
All right, so what are chips?
California Highway
Delicious.
Patrol.
All right, so if you were a cop, and you were in a special...
Emergency!
No.
You're a special group of cops.
Tactical
SWAT.
SWAT.
Okay.
Special weapons and tactics.
This is when you could do an instrumental and it would be number one. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Don't listen to this, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's funky as F.
Yeah.
Number one.
Is that Soul Train?
Goddamn right it is.
Damn right it is.
The sound of Philadelphia, a.k.a. the theme from Soul Train.
I'm Don Cornelius, the least exciting man. I am the Black Stanley Tucci. Got to host the show, I have no idea.
Soul Train was great, though.
Yeah.
It was.
I loved watching that.
Yeah. Don Cornelius was the man. Everyone's dancing
and
smiling.
That was the first time that I realized as a child that they weren't playing the instruments. They were not singing. There was nothing plugged in.
No.
You can't have an electric guitar without, like, a cord coming out of it.
Yeah.
They didn't have that. I was like, they're not really playing that.
Uh-huh.
This is not like the Midnight Special.
Well, and I feel like when I was a kid, I could be wrong, but I feel like on Saturdays... There was like Soul Train, and then what was it, like Bandstand or Grandstand?
American Bandstand.
Yeah, Dick Clark.
Yeah. See, kind of see.
Dick Clark.
It was two versions of like musical shows.
Yeah. And now for the white people.
Right.
We did the black show, here's the white one.
Why are the Doobies on there?
Right. They played both.
They did. Right? There was some of the crossover.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yeah. They played both.
Yep.
And then if you really wanted to be on the cutting edge for me, you could stay up late at night to watch a little Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amateur Night was great. If they were bad, was it Sandman would come out. And get them off of there.
And nothing better than getting pulled off that stage. Because when they did not like you, it was real obvious.
Well, the crowd let them know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, that was part of the fun of it, too. Was the crowd was very expression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like to express itself.
Much like a movie theater.
Jesus. You understood your situation, my brother.
Yeah. Don't ever go see Snow Dogs in PG County. People have a lot of thoughts
What's
going
on?
Snow Dogs?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Cuba, right.
Right, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yep.
He's sold out.
Yeah.
They did not say it that eloquently.
Brother sold out. Yeah.
And it's just me and Sarah sitting there. We're just dying laughing. Yeah. It's fine. They're like, we're just laughing. Sophia Vergara. She was supposed to be at the Emmys to present an award, but she didn't go. She was in the emergency room for an eye allergy.
She had to go to the ER.
God. Sorry, I had to cancel. She doesn't sound like that. Craziest eye allergy right before getting in the car. I don't know. She posted a photo. Her eye did look effed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still would.
Well, what if that eye was contagious?
I still would.
I would.
Give me the eye.
How'd you get
Give
pink me the eye? Time. Don't ask, but it was worth it.
I'll tell you. I will gladly tell you.
Also, last night, some good, the first game was good. Baker Mayfield.
Jesus.
I gotta give him credit. You were like, if it's a close game, I want no one else to play a quarterback besides Baker Mayfield.
And it's the Terminator. His limbs are gonna be falling off bullet holes, and it's like, yeah, but he's going to score a touchdown.
I don't know that I'd take him above a large number of quarterbacks in this league. But if you go, it's the fourth quarter
situation,
you need a tutty. I'm going with Baker Mayfield.
Yep. Yeah.
He got it done again.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A drunk Florida woman goes the wrong way and tells cops that her actual husband was driving the car.
Even though she was the only one in the car.
Meanwhile, a pair of shoes are sent to an uninhabitable island, which is truly bizarre. For the first time ever, a restaurant is robbed by a man in scuba gear. A 66-year-old man goes for a marching band career. An Arizona man just buttered someone's bucket of popcorn. Time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Bless you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida where the mouse was robbed. Shortly after midnight, a man showed up in a popular Disney Springs restaurant and conducted the robbery. He forced two employees into a corner as he walked his way into the manager's office and stole the money that had been collected for the night before making his way out with somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000. But his escape is where the brilliance comes in, because authorities have yet to find him. You see, he left the restaurant and went to a specific place that he had hid his wetsuit and scuba gear that he used to swim away from the crime scene without a trace. Authorities are still on the lookout for the man.
Miles made a good point this morning and just said, you realize after that kid was dragged into one of their lakes by a gator a couple years ago, Disney made it a point like, hey, mate, all the gators out.
Yeah, the reason he can do this in Florida
is because they
eradicated all of the alligators in that lake, or so they believe.
Right.
There might be one in there, but typically there would be 50.
Sure.
Now there's just none to one. Would you ever scuba dive in a lake in Florida? The answer is no.
Nope.
Oh, it's
there's
insanity.
Still snapping turtles. There's all kinds of things. But cotton mouths. But there's no alligators. So I think that's why this is property only planning, so to speak.
I still think it's brilliant. You know, an aquatic getaway. Like, there's no tracks that they can follow.
Nothing.
They can send dogs after you. But even then, like, that's if you go to the right places, if you've got a big enough waterway.
And keep in mind, Disney Springs is like, it's not a park, right? It's not part of a park. So, like, anybody can just go there.
Yeah.
You don't need a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, last time I was down there, they have like boats that'll take you from resort to resort through some of the canals and stuff. We definitely saw snakes in those waters.
But I think they clear out like Lake Bonavista and all that stuff from any swimming potential area.
Yeah.
Once that 2-year-old got drug in by an alligator,
right?
Not good PR.
Nope. We're just gonna wait till they clean them out one final sweep, and then we're gonna go in and take the money.
Yep.
In other news, over to Scotland, where a strange package has landed. A man has gone to the local media to tell the tale of a parcel that he received that he was trying to get to the bottom of. He was alerted to the box that it would be arriving on his property soon and quickly got himself to the package to retrieve it. He opened it up and found that it contained size 7 women's trainers. He's not sure if the shoes were sent to the wrong address or if it's a prank altogether, because he has no earthly use for the shoes. He's a man that wears size 11s.
Okay.
This is not for him. But what's more is the land that he owns that the package was sent to is a remote island whose only inhabitants are the feral cows that roam around on the island. He's got a property built there that he was able to fill the package, though he has no clue why anybody would send the package there.
Do any of those cows wear size 7 women's shoes?
We didn't check.
That's the one.
We did not Cinderella the cows. That's something that we should have gotten on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wild story out of Florida as police got a call about a car going the wrong way. The car was spotted going against the flow of traffic on a local interstate and police were called. They arrived on the scene quickly and attempted to stop the car flying down the road at 60 miles an hour the wrong direction. But the driver refused to yield, sideswiping one of the officers as she continued her escape. Eventually, officers executed a pit maneuver to bring her to a stop thanks to the help of the Florida Highway Patrol. She was eventually detained and interviewed by officers, ultimately refusing to admit that she was driving, claiming that it was her husband who was the driver. He wasn't in the car.
That's what makes his driving skills kind of unbelievable.
She was tested.
That's good.
She was tested for DUI there on the scene, and she not only failed the field sobriety test, but showed a blood alcohol level of 0.2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow,
she
man.
Was arrested. She turned up pretty good.
That's the official cop report.
That's right.
Very turned up.
Turned up very good.
Judge, she was toe up from the flow up.
Screaming something about a Baconator.
Wait, that's the best part. That whole story, that's like, it's a Popeye's, dude.
That's right. You're not even in the right spot.
You waited 15 minutes.
That guy's like, you ain't from here.
Right. That's probably why the driver didn't want to stay there. I want a Baconator. So I don't want a Baconator.
You know why the driver did not want to sit in the car.
Man, this is a Popeye's. I need you to leave. There's a video going viral from Arizona that shows the moment a man lost his mind in a movie theater. While enjoying a screening of the Demon Slayer movie that recently came out, one of the viewers chose that as the moment that he would stand up in the middle of the theater, unzip his pants, and relieve himself on the row of people in front of him. While horror was the popular response in the theater, one patron took no prisoners, immediately rushing the urinator and began beating him unmerciful right there in front of everybody.
Would you buy the urinator burger at Wendy's?
No.
Urinator.
Eventually, authorities were called and charges were filed. What's also great about this video is that there's a big action fight sequence that's going on in the background while this guy is just pounding on this dude. It's great. Took no prisoners. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Louisiana, where chasing your dreams does not have an expiration date. A 66-year-old man has just accomplished a lifelong goal after retiring. He claimed that his dream, he claimed this dream back in 1968 as he watched LSU football. But things didn't quite pan out the way that he had hoped, and he eventually settled into his life as an accountant. Following his recent retirement, he found new life in pursuing that dream that he had put on the shelf for so many long years. And thanks to the gift of time, the man enrolled in a single class to become an official student of the school and also relearned the tuba, which he had not played in 50 years, and eventually went on to try out and make the LSU Tigers marching band roster.
Ooh,
He now gets to live out his dream of taking the field to show his support for the team by playing his heart out on that tuba out there.
All right. Technically, that'd be the sousaphone, but I digress.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know that song, Mike?
No.
Just Google LSU band and the song Neck.
Neck.
No, you can't play it on the air.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, we're in a men's room sports. The Mariners are currently underway against the KC Royals for a 3-game series over en route. Spoiler alert. If you are taping the game and you plan to watch it later, spoiler alert. Mute this for just a hot second. Cal Raleigh not only hit home run number 55 to make him, I believe, the most home runs of a switch hitter in a single season, but he also hit home run number 6 to make him tied with Ken Griffey Jr. for the most in a single season by a Mariner.
That's insane, awesome. Dude.
They are currently up 90.
There's plenty to play. Plenty of baseball to play.
There's a lot of baseball to play. The Storm are in a make-or-break scenario with the Las Vegas Aces over on ESPN, and the Sounders are currently underway in Miami over on Apple TV+. Yeah. As far as your weather, looking at clear skies and a low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and a high right around 76. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it, Tom. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.